What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 42 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is, Christ Suffered for Our Sins. John Owen once said, "There is no death of sin without the death of Christ." Our text for today is 1 Peter 3, 18-22. It reads, "For Christ also suffered once for sins, the righteous for the unrighteous, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which he went and proclaimed to the spirits in prison, because they formerly did not obey, when God's patience waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were brought safely through water. Baptism, which corresponds to this, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers having been subjected to him." Some thoughts on today's reading. Today, we come to one of the most profound statements found in 1 Peter. It is found in verse 18. For time's sake today, we will spend the entire devotion focusing on this incredible statement. Bryant Harbor's explanation of this verse brings great clarity. What did Peter say about Jesus? Peter declared that Christ died for sins. This declaration is the heart of the Christian message. Jesus came to die, and when he died, he took care of our sin problem. A sacrifice had to be made to cover our sin and to bring about a reconciliation to God. Jesus was that perfect sacrifice for the sins of the world. That's why Peter began this passage by saying, "For Christ died for sins." Notice what else Peter said about Jesus' death on the cross, still in verse 18. Peter described Jesus' death as once for all. Every year, the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies and sprinkle blood as an atonement for the people's sins. See Leviticus 6:3-24. He would do that once a year. In the same way, Jesus, our new high priest, went to the cross to shed his blood for our sin. However, he only needed to do it once. It was once for all. See Hebrews 7:27. Everything that needs to be done to cover our sin and reconcile us to God has already been done. All we need to do is acknowledge it, to accept it. Notice the next phrase in verse 18. Jesus' death was a death of the righteous for the unrighteous. Because all of us are sinners, and because a holy God cannot accept our sin, someone who did not know sin had to be willing to take our punishment and satisfy the justice of God. That's what Jesus did. Paul's classic expression of this exchange is found in 2 Corinthians 5:21. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Why did Jesus do this? Peter explained in the next phrase, to bring you to God. He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit. When Jesus, through his death, removed our sin as the cause for our alienation from God, he provided access to God and made possible our reconciliation to God. David Guzik shares this meaning of the last phrase of 1 Peter 3:18. Being put to death in the flesh but made alive by the Spirit means Jesus did die in his body, but he was raised from the dead by the Holy Spirit. Here, the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. It also tells us that the Father raised Jesus from the dead, see Romans 6:4, and it says that Jesus raised himself from the dead, John 2:18-22. The resurrection was the work of the triune God. While much debate surrounds the meaning of the verses that follow, in 19-22, verse 18 is a clear and profound presentation of what Jesus Christ accomplished through his sacrificial death on the cross and his powerful resurrection. Some questions on today's reading. How does 1 Peter 3:18 emphasize Christ's sacrifice for the unrighteous? How does this verse explain the purpose of Christ's suffering for our sins? And finally, spend some time today reflecting on Christ's suffering at Calvary and praising Him for enduring the cross for your forgiveness. Write down what occurs through your contemplation and worship. Thanks for joining us today.